You're listening to SBS News.
After disciplining a student at a high school in Melbourne's West, this teacher, who wishes to remain anonymous, was told by the child's parent, "I'll be back, waiting for you outside with 30 of my friends."
It's not a nice feeling. Nobody should be threatened in their workplace, nor should they feel unsafe. But I think as long as, you know, when you're a teacher, as long as you're telling your leadership staff that this is happening and they're protecting you and they're putting things in place to make sure that you have some distance between you and the family, that makes you feel a lot better.
She says it's a minority of parents that resort to threats, but a majority of teachers and staff who've experienced verbal abuse or intimidation.
If someone's trying to intimidate you with, you know, loud voices and hand gestures and banging of tables and things like that, where they're aggressive in the way they speak, and then there's the type where they're threatening you with something.
Victorian Education Minister James Molino is introducing a bill designed to stop this from happening.
This provides the ability for schools to ban a parent or a carer up to 14 days. There's procedural fairness built into the legislation, but this was something we needed to introduce.
It's a key recommendation from the 2018 Protective Schools Ministerial Task Force. Under the plan, parents or carers who show aggression, physical, verbal or online, towards school staff can be issued with a community safety order. James Molino says it's about ensuring behaviour remains appropriate.
This is about where it gets to the level where it crosses the line. Violent behaviour, abusive behaviour, threatening behaviour, either on school site or on social media.
There are studies showing it's a problem happening in schools across Australia. The Health and Wellbeing Survey of Australian Principals shows in 2019, the last normal school year, over 50% of school leaders experienced threats of violence, with nearly 35% reporting threats from parents. In the same period, over 40% experienced physical violence, while almost 10% say they were subjected to violence from parents. Mark Murphy, president of the Catholic Secondary Schools Association, says all school employees, teachers and reception staff should be protected from aggressive parents.
As they start emotional, but they move quickly to anger and often to aggression. And we need to support these people and ensure that they feel that their school is a safe place to come to work each day.
While the numbers of principals reporting abuse decreased last year due to periods of remote learning, the figures remain significant. School leaders are five times more likely to receive threats than the general population and almost 10 times more likely to get physically abused. Victorian Principals Association President Andrew Dalgleish says the abuse can have a lasting impact.
The trauma can be significant and real, and it damages the confidence, it damages the ability of teachers and leaders to work the way that they should be able to work in their schools.
Parents banned from campus could potentially be fined $10,000 for breaching a safety order. Abby Dinham, SBS News.